A man wearing a Spider-Man costume has ended a protest that caused a traffic nightmare in London. For 6 days, David Chick sat atop a construction crane above Tower Bridge. He said he was calling for greater rights for fathers who are restricted from seeing their children. London police decided he posed a hazard to cars and pedestrians below and closed the bridge. At times, that caused 10-mile traffic backups. Today, David Chick climbed down and into the custody of police. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
David Chick has managed to turn a superhero into a nasty villain for thousands of London commuters.
He's a bloody idiot. Look at the traffic he's causing. That goes all the way back to Big Ben, or more or less. Idiots.
Early last Friday, 36-year-old Chick squeezed into a tight Lycra Spider-Man bodysuit and scaled a 120-foot construction crane just above the bridge next to the Tower of London. He unfurled a banner that read, "In the name of the Father," and thus began a 6-day saga fit for a comic book. London's police commissioner blocked all traffic across the bridge. Police believe that with the high winds in the area, Chick might have fallen off the crane, crushing a motorist below. A furious deputy police commissioner, Richard Barnes, has called David Chick a bird brain and a prat. Barnes said the stunt cost the Metropolitan Police $15,000 a day in extra security.
Quite honestly, I'd like to see him receive a bill at the end of this for the full costing of what it was. And it's not just the salary and the on cost, but it's the opportunity cost. We've got policemen here that should be around keeping London safe, not protecting some prat of a crane.
London's Mayor Ken Livingstone was still trying to reopen Tower Bridge to traffic last night.
Well, I spoke to the commissioner this morning. He's the same view that I am. You can't allow an individual like this to hold London to ransom and we should open the bridge. But then the health and safety lawyers got involved and said, oh, this is a risk. He might fall out the crane. Who'd be legally liable if someone was killed driving a car that he fell off?
There is a point to Chick's protest, or so says Matt O'Connor, the head of a group called Fathers for Justice. According to O'Connor, David Chick hasn't seen his 4-year-old daughter in 8 months. Chick's estranged girlfriend has kept him away from his daughter by claiming in court that he was abusive. It's an allegation Chick denies. Fathers for Justice leader Matt O'Connor was hanging out near the bridge today, saying Chick's cause was one for the ages, and criticized detractors.
Well, it's the same old chestnut they used to wheel out when the blacks in America were doing their civil rights protesting, or when Mahatma Gandhi was protesting against the English. You know, you have to ask yourself why a father is driven to such desperate lengths that when the only time he can see his daughter, when his daughter can see him, is on the television and he's 200 feet up above Tower Bridge.
Just before David Chick scaled down the tower into the hands of police, a tourist from New York, Gary Ward, turned up. What good fortune, he said.
My father used to draw Spider-Man at one point in the comics. He worked for Stan Lee and Marvel Comics and stuff. And I think that's terrific.
Ward snapped a photo. He considered the stunt an homage to his father's work. For David Chick, the next 9 months might be more comfortable than the top of a crane. He'll be charged with causing a public nuisance and possibly spend his days reading comic books in jail. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.